Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, April 24th of 2024. Weather-wise, not great.
We're still in February with the weather, it feels like.
Yeah, let's see. I want to make sure it hasn't changed since the last time we put it in because, you know, Southwest Michigan weather.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago it was...
So, yeah, we have a freeze warning in effect from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. Thursday morning.
Freeze warning.
Freeze warning.
All right.
That's real life.
And we're heading into May.
What's happening? All right, so today, cloudy and breezy, high of around 48. Not great, but I did see looking ahead that over the weekend it's going to get up to 81. What?
How?
I know.
I mean, I'm not going to question it. That's fine. We'll take it.
Living the Southwest Michigan cliche.
That's so true.
Well, coming up on the show this morning, we have this question.
Vampires hate garlic. Ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be?
Give us your answer by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. I will be reading those answers in the 7 o'clock hour. Also, we have your chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card. And the contest is so easy.
Yeah. Just head to WKFR.com and get the Qdoba Flavor Fiesta song of the day and then listen up for that song.
Yeah, all you gotta do is just be the 13th caller, 978-1033 when you hear it, and you win $50 in Qdoba. While you're on that Qdoba page at WKFR.com, you can get registered to win a $1,000 Qdoba gift card.
Think of all the burrito bowls.
Oh, the bowls are my favorite.
Mine too.
When I went to Qdoba back in the day, it was always about the burritos.
Yes.
I have not been getting burritos at all. Mm-hmm. I've been getting the same bowl over and over. It's so freaking delicious.
Yes.
Oh, and it's so much food that I can save it. And it's really good warmed up later.
Yep.
I know it sounds like they're paying me, but it's so good. Just yesterday, Susanna said to me, all I can think about lately is Qdoba.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know. What's going on? What are they putting in that food? Now, listen, the winning doesn't stop with us trying to throw food at your face. We're also trying to throw cash at your bank account.
That's right. 30 grand in your hand. Woo! At 8 a.m. We give you that code powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant in Battle Creek.
All right. So, of course, Jess and I are ineligible to play and or win this contest. However, the second best thing is watching someone win.
Yes.
I want to have that goosebump moment. I want you to win that $30,000.
What you can do with 30 grand, honestly.
So best of luck. Again, that code is coming up at 8 a.m. Let's get the show started.
Let's
are you
do
ready?
It. Yes.
Here we go.
103.3 WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dana and Jess here. Time for Wednesday Wisdom.
I love it.
Time to drop some knowledge on you. Now, maybe I'm alone, but if someone would have asked me before yesterday what I thought the most dangerous, even the most deadly insect in the world, if someone asked me what that was, my first guess might have been some sort of bee or hornet, something like that, right?
Yeah.
No.
Spider?
So it turns out bees and hornets, they are on the top 10 list of the most deadly, but they're up around like 7.
Wow, okay.
The number one most deadly insect in the world is the mosquito.
Really?
And the reason why that matters to us, well, I don't have to tell you if you've lived in Michigan for 5 minutes. Mosquito season can be serious in Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
We have all the ingredients. We have the damp areas and the dark spots. It gets hot, and then they find those little damp, cool areas. It's we are the perfect spot. Mm-hmm. Michigan is so hot, humid, and damp in the summertime, and that is a mosquito's favorite environment.
Some of us have, like, the perfect blood type, too.
Oh, we're that's
just, like,
the thing.
More prone to it.
Boy, they will smell out.
They do. They do.
So, in 2021 alone, malaria transmitted by mosquitoes killed over 600,000 people.
Wow.
That's just malaria. Mosquitoes carry multiple viruses and diseases, but malaria being the biggest one, but just malaria alone, 600,000 deaths around the world in 1 year.
That's pretty terrifying.
That doesn't count the other weird stuff that they're carrying around. Yay! I didn't like them already before I realized
know.
They are legitimately, by wow. far, no other bug comes closer.
That's crazy.
The most deadly bug in the world.
Wow. Again, like you said, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Especially not at that level.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I used to just think of mosquitoes as annoying.
Exactly. Just a pest. Right.
Now yep. I realize they are... It's a war.
I'm terrified.
I'm going to give one of those mosquito zappers now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like one of those people down in like New Orleans.
Yeah. Just
I don't know if you've been to Louisiana, but everybody in Louisiana has one of those bug zappers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you can check out the full story at WKFR.com or the KFR app, but this is real. It's not clickbait. Mm. The most deadly bug in the world is going to be thriving big time right here in Michigan, starting in, geez, technically this month.
Yeah.
But really, it's going to hit hard in June.
Yes. Well, I'll be in the house, apparently.
Remember being a kid and your parents would spray off bug spray on you and it would
and
always get
it.
In your mouth?
Oh, the worst.
They'd tell you to close your mouth, but you always opened it at the wrong time.
And then you forgot that it was like on your hands and you're eating and you're like, oh, okay.
Good old days. Mm-hmm. And they're back.
Coming up next with Dana and Jess.
We've got your chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card.
That Flavor Fiesta song of the day is coming up really, 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 really soon. Did I mention it's coming up like super soon? Listen for the Flavor Fiesta song of the day. Your chance to win in minutes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and it's time for us to sing. Here we go.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
Vampires hate garlic, ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. But let's start with you, Jess.
Mine is fennel seed.
I don't even know what that is.
It's in sausage, and it tastes like licorice, and I just don't know why we're using it as a spice.
Well, this is coming from a person that carries around purse meat, so I'll have to take your word for it.
So I am an expert, basically.
So you have, is it in your turkey sausage?
No, it's not. Okay. It's normally in, like, Italian sausage, so it's in, like, lasagna and things like that. So I don't know. I just can never, and I've actually tried to use it in my own cooking, and I'm like, can't do it.
Lasagna is not even a purse food. So right now, no one has any idea what we're talking about.
I have no clue. However,
Jess carries food in her purse, just so you know.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm
it's
an
like
expert.
Sausage. She's an expert when it comes to purse food.
And I don't want this around me, honestly.
She tries
Let's
to share
it.
She's like, hey, do you want a bite of my sausage from my purse? And
yeah.
I'm like, I do not.
And just in case you're hungry. I don't want you going hungry.
You're very generous. Let's see. Nicole says oranges. Oh, citrus
really?
Is fantastic, except for when I have a canker sore.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. Lori says garlic would be mine since I'm a true vampire. I'll message you to explain. I'm sure you're wondering. Yes,
nope.
We are wondering.
Message Jess then.
You're good.
I'm not wondering. Okay, again, vampires hate garlic, ghosts hate salt. So if one substance was your bane, what would it be? Christopher says beets.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever decided, like someone had to be the first person to take a bite of a beet and go, you know what? This is food. This is edible. Why? Have you had a beet?
Yeah. My dad makes beet salad. Actually, it's really good. But as a kid, I was like, this is the worst thing ever. I think it's more the texture, too, that I'm like, no.
I wonder if he liked it so much. He's like, you can't beat this soup.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Molly says Everclear. My 20s is a blur.
Woo. Have you seen the Everclear challenge where people just take a straight Everclear shot on TikTok?
No.
Don't do that.
No.
People are
bad
like,
idea.
Oh, I could do this. And they always regret it.
Yeah.
It's never went well.
No. Just like she said, my 20s is a blur. It's blackout time.
All right. Well, keep the answers coming in. Vampires hate garlic. Ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be? Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. We're going to read more of those answers coming up.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with a little question.
We'll ask you a silly little question. Silly little question.
Vampires hate garlic. Ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be?
Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. For me, water. Listen, I don't know how you monsters are drinking that stuff. I get that as human beings or just living creatures in general, water is required for life. I get it. I totally get it.
The drink of life, honestly.
And I do love water in the way that I like to put my kayak on it, and I like to float on water. But drinking water, why can't I just enjoy it?
Like, I don't know.
Like the person that sits across from me every day drinking all her water, flaunting her health in front of me.
But there's a lot of people that are with you on that. They just cannot do it.
I want to like water. I really do. And I'm still giving it a try because my doctor told me to. But
it's funny how water is like an acquired taste.
Oh, it drives me nuts. All right, so if one substance was your bane, what would it be? Tap that chat button on the KFR app.
Michelle says Brussels sprouts.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's tough to... Any way that you try to jazz those up, I think is...
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's tough.
And I will do what everyone else does. The only way I can eat it is just covered in cheese.
Yeah.
Right. Christy says cilantro. This is an interesting answer. I enjoy the smell of cilantro. Yeah. I just don't like a lot. If cilantro is going to be in something, it's got to be just like a little bit.
A little sprinkle.
A little bit goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Sheena, Aaron, and Lisa all said onions.
I understand that. Sometimes onions can give something a flavor, but then sometimes it's like onions just overpowered everything.
Yeah.
And then
there's
the breath. You can brush your teeth and still have onion breath.
Terrible.
Not cool. Wanda says the Mary J. Wanda.
Oh, okay. Dawn says snakes. Yeah.
Snakes being the bane. Okay, so they're cute if you leave them alone, I think. Mm. It's a bummer when we find them in this building.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm glad it was you and not me.
It's happened so many times.
Okay,
it's not just the one time that I found that snake.
Oh, no.
There was a snake in the bathroom in the basement not that long ago. And when I tried to scare it away... It came toward me instead of away from me. And I'm like, no, that's not how this is supposed to work.
Oh, I would have
wasn't afraid of you until you came to me.
Right. And you just stood there with it. I would have ran up here and screamed. Yeah, that would be my bane as well. Yeah. Dawn, I'm with you.
Vampires hate garlic. Ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be? Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. We have more of those answers coming up in about 15 minutes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR, powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with a little question.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
Vampires hate garlic, ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be?
Give us your answer by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Josie says chocolate. Josie.
I feel so terrible for you. Or maybe Josie, because of not enjoying chocolate, is just much healthier than we are in general. So if that's the case, I guess good for you. But I feel bad for you.
I know.
Same for John. John says peaches.
Really?
How can you not love peaches?
I know. Maybe it's like a texture thing. Some people are like that. Christina and B both said coconut.
I'm getting confused. We in no way want to judge our audience for answering our question each day. Mm-hmm. But how do you not like coconut?
I love coconut. Sorry.
All right, but I'm on board with this answer. Shannon, Leanne, and Dawn said that the one substance was the bane of their existence, mushrooms.
Really? I love mushrooms.
It's really texture for me, too.
Yeah.
Biting into a mushroom. Nope.
Yeah. Vampires hate garlic. Ghosts hate salt. If one substance was your bane, what would it be? Bobby said centipedes.
Centipedes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a substance, but there are many people that are completely wigged out by centipedes.
Yeah. It's the hair. They're so quick, too. They're running around. It's not hair, is it?
Technically, centipedes are one of the most venomous, poisonous little critters. The thing is, they cannot penetrate the skin of humans, so they are not dangerous to us.
That is interesting.
Anything that they can penetrate, they can paralyze and,
wow.
They look so harmless to me,
I know.
But for the wrong little critter, It's not great. All right, we'll keep those answers coming in. Listen, it's like a National Geographic with Dana or something.
I know. I'm learning something new every day, though.
Somebody watches far too many YouTube and TikTok videos. Keep those answers coming in or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app. And don't forget, your chance to win money is coming up in minutes. Dana and Justin in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat. Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with Have a Seat on 103.3 KFR.
Kim Kardashian wants Taylor Swift to, quote, move on from their feud. Sources say Kardashian doesn't get why Swift keeps harping on it. It's been literally years.
If anyone wants to forget about the past, it's Amy. I mean, Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry. Kim, have an overpriced and overhyped seat, please.
Yes. Yes. You know, Taylor and the rest of us will all move on when you give her the apology that you owe her. If you can get along with Kanye, you can certainly get along with Taylor. So have a seat, Kim.
Oh, wow. Very well said. Are they getting along, Kim and Kanye?
Well, they do it for the, you know, for the paparazzi. So she could do that with Taylor.
I mean, when...
And it's a better look for her, honestly.
When Kim and Kanye's child, Northwest, reposted a Taylor Swift video on the Instagram channel the other day, that got a little weird.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Things at home
it's
are
not
probably
there anymore.
Not great.
Yeah.
So lots of seats are being had in the Kardashian mansion.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become...
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with a guest in the studio. Bum, bum, bum. That was my suspense sound. And that guest, Tony from K-Wings.
Oh, my God. What an intro.
Yes.
That was fun.
Now, regular season is over. So if you're in the studio, that must be good news.
It's great news. The best news in the last 5 years.
Okay. Tell us about it.
We made playoffs. So,
what?
And we're really excited about that. Our first couple are games at home. Now, the team has played. We played in Toledo over the weekend. We got some work to do. Mm. And so that's, I immediately texted Dana and said, I got to get on the radio to get that building full. Wednesday night, home game, 269 night. So we're bringing our food and beverage specials through playoffs because we want people in the building. We're right. Already about 3,000 tickets in. So a couple more thousand people from Kalamazoo. Joel Martin says it best. He's our head coach. When that building is full, it's like having an extra player on the ice.
That's what I was going to ask because we all know about home field advantage and why it works. Yeah. Same goes for hockey, right? Yeah. And we've seen it happen.
100%.
We need everyone in there making some noise. Mm-hmm. That is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And so I was in Toledo Saturday night for the game, and they seat 9,000 in their beautiful 10-year-old facility. So it's very modern. It's not the same as Wings Event Center. Mm-hmm. There, I mean, the 5,000 seats that we have, it brings a certain level of electricity that does translate down to the ice. That's real. And so we need all that Wednesday. And then Friday, we have another home game, $3 Friday. So again, $3 beer, soda, hot dogs from 6 to 8 p.m. So that food and beverage special is there so you can spend the extra money on the tickets.
These are must-win games.
Must-win.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's a best-of-7 game series. So this is round one of playoffs. So there's 4 rounds to playoffs, 7 games in each round, best-of-7. So if just for round one, if we do the math, we're down 2. So if we lose these 2 games that I'm here to talk about, we know what happens, right? So, and we're out of the playoffs. Now, the other 2 teams in our division that are playing are Indy and Wheeling. The winners of each of these series then play each other in round 2.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I want to see K-Wings take on the Indy Ice. That's what I want to see.
Yes. Well, it was the ice, but now it's the fuel.
Oh, that's right. They changed it.
That's okay.
Indy fuel. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it would be great, right? And then if we win that series, then we go to round 3 and then round 4, which would that would take us to mid-June. This is another 8 weeks of hockey.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a long season, but this is where you want to be. This is what you work for the 6 months for, and it's been 5 years, and here we are. It was an amazing moment when we clinched a couple weeks ago.
That's incredible. And because of the pandemic, it feels like just yesterday, but also it feels like 100 years ago that we were in the playoffs last time.
Oh,
it's
I don't even
so
remember.
Strange.
5 years. Yeah. I don't even remember it. So, but what I do remember is we gave out rally towels back then, and we're doing the same thing. But we have enough towels for Wednesday and Friday. So we create a hashtag, like a battle cry, if you will. And this one is a hashtag Chasing Kelly. We're working towards a Kelly Cup. That's our that's our Stanley Cup, if you will.
Cool. So let's get those tickets. KWings.com. Again, tonight is going to be a game you need to be at, and Friday night.
Thanks for having me on.
That's absolutely. Awesome. Thanks for coming in. Go to KWings.com. Do not miss this game.
Dan and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook friend of the day, like
Ron Edwards.
All right, well, the focus of this one is the hair poll we have up. We are at hair poll. That sounds gross. vote for your favorite hairstylist in Southwest Michigan. See, it's a poll about hairstylists. Right. That's worded better.
There you go.
And that's what Ron has to say.
He said, yeah, I think I will bow out of this survey. And he is almost bald.
Yeah. He posted a photograph.
He's got a little bit of hair.
He's got some hair back there.
Yeah, he's got to maintain that somehow.
You know what, Ron? I'm not a professional hairstylist. Mm-hmm. I've never been accused of making anyone more beautiful, including myself. However, let's see you grow the rest of your hair out so you can be one of those guys that's bald yet has long hair at the same time.
Yes.
I find that fascinating.
That is.
Yeah.
It really is one of the, what, 7th, 8th wonders of the world?
Yeah, like, I wonder why that guy did that.
Exactly.
Well, Ron, you are hilarious. That's why you get that. Oh.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Apologies. We just don't have any prizes for this feature here. So, but thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for being a part of the show. Ron Edwards, you are today's KFR Facebook friend of the day.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
You'll do it again.
We're kicking off 103 minutes of commercial-free music next.
No commercials?
On 103.3 K.
It's the birthday banger. On 103.3 KFR.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song in your 16th birthday because that is your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Tim in Portage. He turned 16 on February 3rd, 1988. That makes Tim's birthday banger Could Have Been by Tiffany.
I think Tiffany is coming to town. I think she's going to be doing a show at Warner Vineyard in Pawpaw.
Really?
Tiffany.
I feel like I don't remember this song for some reason.
Yeah, it was the number one hit.
Wow.
But, I mean, Tiffany is most known for, I can't think of her hits now.
I can't think of it either.
What the heck? I think we're alone now. That was her biggest one.
I think we're
alone.
I was going to say Walking on Sunshine, but that was somebody else.
Nope. Well, listen, I love me some Tiffany.
Yes.
However, not a birthday banger. Sorry, Tim. Contestant number two is Jennifer and Goebbels, who turned 16 on January 14th of 2012. Making Jennifer's birthday banger Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
All right.
I mean, come on.
I'm sexy and I know it.
This group and their music videos were delightfully obnoxious. That's the best way to describe them. That is solid, a solid contender for birthday banger, Jennifer.
Absolutely. Let's see what contestant number three has for us. Denise in Battle Creek. She turned 16 on June 24th, 1994. That makes Denise's birthday banger I Swear by All for One.
I swear.
Love this one, too.
Really good album. All for One, very talented group. I've seen them in concert twice. However,
I swear.
Yeah. Not a birthday banger.
No. Unfortunately.
Sorry, Denise. Mm-hmm. I do think we have a clear winner today.
That's right.
I mean, could you imagine if we used Could Have Been by Tiffany as the...
Mm-mm.
No, this is clearly the one. Well, not Denise. Jennifer, you know the drill. Apologies. We just don't have a prize for you.
Yeah.
However, we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety for you right freaking now.
Sexy and I Know It by LMFA.
103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dana and Jess here, but it is time for us to go.
Yes, but don't forget, 30 grand in your hand. We got the code coming up just after 10.
Oh, man. $30,000 of life-changing money. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget about the Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. We'll have another one of those tomorrow morning. You can stay in the know to win that $50 Qdoba gift card. Simply go to WKFR.com or the KFR app, tap that Qdoba button, and there's the list of songs that we're going to have for each day for Song of the Day, along with which hour we're going to play that song to make it as easy as possible for you to win. So best of luck.
Yes, and tomorrow morning, don't forget Dog Days.
Oh, darn.
7:30.
Oh, darn. We're going to have a critter in the studio live on the KFR Facebook page as well, so don't miss that. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Thursday's my favorite day. All right, Lisa, are you ready to get out of here and enjoy this weather? Dana said sarcastically.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Please be nice to people.
If you missed Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be streamed and downloaded wherever you get your podcast. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams